الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. وقال تعالى: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. There are many ways that we can reach Allah Ta'ala, and that should be the concern of every person. And Allah has created us and put us in this world to find Allah Ta'ala. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. By ibadat, we must find our ma'bud. By ibadat, the abid, richest ma'bud. If we make our ibadat correctly, then the person who makes the ibadat, the abid, will reach his ma'bud. And a major way of doing it, a practical, is by the zikr of Allah. Zikr, zakir ko, mazkur tak poncha deta hai. And the easy way to find all this, to find our ibadat, to find our way to Allah, to get connected with Allah Ta'ala, is salawat ala Rasul, durood sharif. Allah Ta'ala has loved this amal so much that Allah Ta'ala declares in the Quran sharif, inna Allah, Allah Ta'ala himself is reading durood, is sending durood on, wa malaikatuhu, all the malaika of Allah. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. This is, they are continuously sending salawat, durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. According to Arabic grammar, this is jumla ismiya, a nominal noun, which denotes continuity, that is all the time. The verb that is used, yusallun, is the present and the future mudari, which also shows continuously. Undoubtedly, Allah Ta'ala made Adam alayhi salam masjood malaika, commanded all the malaika to make sajda to Adam alayhi salam to show the honor and greatness and respect of Adam alayhi salam. And undoubtedly, Allah Ta'ala made Musa alayhi salam kalimullah. He spoke to Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala directly. And Allah Ta'ala made Isa alayhi salam Ruhullah. And Allah gave him that mu'jizat, those miracles, that he should bring the dead back to life. A person who was born blind, he should restore his eyesight. All that on its place. But for Nabi, none of that, Allah says, I did that. Allah didn't make sajda to Adam alayhi salam. Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala spoke to Musa alayhi salam, but he didn't see the Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. But for Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah says, I myself am doing this work of sending durood. No, for no Nabi, for no one else was this honor given, that Allah Ta'ala himself personally and continuously, Allah is sending durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And not only Allah Ta'ala, but the malaika also. They are also all the time. And then, whom Allah loves, the believers, those who have believed in Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala. As we had mentioned, that on one occasion, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went out and he saw a person with a horse. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam liked the horse and asked him, will you sell it? He said, yes, I'm prepared, I want to sell it. They made a price. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, let me go home and fetch the money. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam went. When he came back, in the meantime, somebody else also approached that person for the horse. And he offered a higher price. And that person wasn't a Muslim. And he fell for it. I'm getting a higher price, let me take it. But he said, I've made a deal already. So he said, come out of that deal. He said, how will I come out? So he had to speak a lie or something. So he thought he'll say that he didn't make the deal with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So when Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam came with the money, that person asked Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam that in your Shariat, in your religion, if there's a dispute between two people, like, yeah, I'm saying I didn't sell you this horse. You say I sold you the horse. Then what is the solution in your religion? So he said the solution is the person who's making the claim must present a witness. And if he can't present a witness, then the defendant must take qasam. So he said, I'll take qasam. And Nabi alayhi salam won't be able to present a witness because there was no one. There was nobody else there. Just then one sahabi, most probably by the name of Hazrat Khuzaimah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, passed by and he saw this carrying on. So he asked, what's happening? So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained to him. Immediately he said, I give evidence. I'm a witness to it. So when he gave the witness, so the case is over. There is a witness, a proof for it. The witness is there. So the deal got concluded with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked him, how did you become a witness? You were not present. He said, oh Allah's Rasul, when you told us about Allah, we didn't see Allah. We believed in you. You told us about Jannat and Jahannam. You told us the Quran Sharif is being revealed to you. Jibreel alayhi salam, so big things, without seeing we believed. Then this is a matter of one horse. What is a horse? Why? How can't I say, give evidence for this also? When I'm giving evidence, ashhadu, I give evidence, Allah, ilaha illallah, that there is only one Allah. So Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam brought to us the news of Allah ta'ala, of Jannat and Jahannam, of the secrets of life, of the success of life, of this dunya also, success of life at the time of maut, which is the most crucial, success of life in the qabr also. All that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam brought and gave us. So in order to, and ad-deen yusrun, Allah says, deen is easy. Yuridu Allahu bikumul yusr, wa la yuridu bikumul usr. Allah wants everything to be easy for you. So as last week also we explained about Jumu'ah Salah, if we do it, if we remember and we make amal on it, it is one of the greatest ways to gain great closeness to Allah Ta'ala, with all the details that we explained last week. And today with regard to even more easier, Durood Sharif, Salawat ala Nabi, a person can gain the greatest proximity, the greatest closeness, the greatest marifat, the greatest ibadat, the greatest tawadu, humility, all through the barakat of Durood Sharif. In the ayat kareema, where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, if you want the love of Allah ta'ala, or if you claim you have got the love of Allah, what's the criteria? Whenever it's easy to make a claim, a da'wah, but to back it up with a proof, that is something else. So if a person claims, I love Allah, what is the proof of it? It is فَاتَّبِعُونِ, that see in his life, how much is he following Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam? If you want to know for yourself that how much have I got the love of Allah, then see how many sunnahs I am following. And sunnahs, one are the easy sunnahs, wearing, keeping a beard, alhamdulillah, topi, amama, kurta, all that, and living an outward deeni life. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his khadim, khadim e khas, he told him on one occasion that my sunnat is that if you can follow the sunnat of mine, and this is that special sunnat, that when you wake up in the morning, when you go to bed at night, then you don't find in your heart malice, dirt, hatred, jealousy, for any person whatsoever, your heart is clean, and say, this is my sunnah. And this year, ulama have written that this means my special, special sunnah. So that sunnah which nobody can see, whether our hearts are clean or whether we have got some jealousy for people, hatred for people, some malice for people, that we have to see. So that is, the sunnah means this. Not only the outward sunnah, that is also 100% on its place. Keeping a beard, wearing kurta, Islamic dress, dressing according to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But this inner qualities, those are the things that we have to develop. And all that will come if we practice, if we read Durood Sharif. Ulama have written in this ayat in which Allah says, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah. If you claim you have got the love of Allah, you think you have got the love of Allah, or you want the love of Allah Ta'ala, and that should be our topmost priority, to gain the love of Allah Tabaruk wa Ta'ala, to become mahbub, to become the beloved of Allah Ta'ala. That should be our topmost priority. Now, sitting in the gathering here in the masjid, very easy for us to nod our heads. And that we, yes, that is right. That is what we must do. But 2 hours from now, when we're in our business, and we are sitting in our offices, and we are in dunya, then these talks don't make sense there. Then that business is important now. That deal of 50 rand is very, very important. I must sell the customer this thing for 50 rand. But a deal of 500 rand, all these things. So it isn't only here in the masjid, not only for Jumu'ah, not only for Ramadan, but this becomes the mission of our life. Wherever we are, our priority is to find Allah, to find the love of Allah Ta'ala. And all this Allah has made so easy. So Allah says, if you want that love, if you think you have to, you've got it, and you want to test yourself whether I've got it or not, and that is very important, that every person tests himself. Without a test, nobody knows whether I'm a success or a failure. Like that, every student in the class can claim I'm going to come out first in class, and I'm going to get distinctions. But it is only when the exam is written, then it is found out who gets distinctions, who passes and who fails. So we have to test ourselves also. And the asset test is that how much of the sunnahs we have got in our lives. And that sunnahs which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is my sunnah. Ulama say that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam didn't refer to any other sunnah as he referred to this sunnah, to keep the heart clean. Perhaps who of us think for ourselves when we go to bed at night to sleep, do we even think that have I got hatred, malice in my heart? Do we clean our hearts? Perhaps we had some words with somebody. So we had some arguments with somebody. But did we clean our hearts? Are we sleeping with a dirty heart? We, as little children particularly, grown-ups also, we perhaps will go and take a shower at night. We'll change our clothes, wear our pyjamas, clean clothes we wear. But the heart, we don't think of cleaning it. Whereas that should be, and we who are supposed to be those who are concerned for the Islam, those who have come for i'tikaf, and we are making i'tikaf in order to clean our hearts, do we even think of that? So what is the purpose of the i'tikaf if we don't even think about cleaning our hearts? So Allah Ta'ala says, if you want that, fattabi'uni. That is, follow in the way and lifestyle of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that fattabi'uni is not easy. One sahabi came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam and declared, oh Allah's Rasul, I love you. Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam says, repeat what you are saying. He repeated. He said, consider well what you are saying. He said, yes, I still. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, if you really love me, become ready for trials and tribulations. For whoever loves me will be faced with a lot of trials and tribulations. because Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's lifestyle is different from everyone in the world. He doesn't go with the current. He doesn't go with the flow. He doesn't go with what people are saying. So if you really love me, then you will have to be prepared to be ostracized, to be criticized, to be people will speak bad and evil about you, and people will even harm you. That is the sign that a person, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, that when I came to know that people are criticizing me of what I talk and what my mission in life is, I made Allah shukr. That now I know I'm on the haq and I'm on the truth. Because that trials will have to come to a person. And a person who wants to be a weathercock, and who wants to go with the flow, those people also he joins, those people make everyone happy. Today, in the name of peace, we have legalized nifaq and hypocrisy and mudahanat fi deen. We say have peace with everyone. So people who have wrong views of Islam, we make peace with them also. People who permit, for example, photography, who permit intermingling of the sexes, who make it light and not a serious issue, interfaith, all these things, and we still mix with those people. We still share jokes with them. We sit and eat with them. So with them also we make happy. And when the other people who are opposed to this, then we want to be in their good books also. Then we speak good, we speak according to them. And we say we are keeping peace with everyone. This is not peace, this is mudahanat fi deen. And this is hypocrisy, munafaqat. In the same way, we say we want to keep unity with everyone. Unity with those people who oppose Allah. Who when make unity with shaitan also, and with Rahman also. That is not unity. Unity, you become exclusive for Rahman, for Allah Ta'ala. And you openly denounce and go against shaitan. Ibn Allama Aini, rahmatullah alayhi, commentator of Bukhari Sharif, where he writes about the 70 departments of Iman, all the 70. Normally for us as ordinary public people, we know about the 7. Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi. 7 particles of Iman. But in details it is al-Imanu bid'un wa shu'batun. Just above 70. So he has written the detail. And one of them he writes is number 30th point. To identify, to associate, and to be on the side of the Ahle Haq. To make yourself known, I'm on the side of Ahle Haq. And the mufhum and mukhalif, the opposite understanding of this is to make it known, I'm not with the batil people. The person must make it known that I don't agree with these people. I don't associate with them. That is part of Iman. And if a person doesn't do that, then his Iman is the deficiency in his Iman. So to get all this, but to get ittiba of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the thing ulama have written unanimously, the easiest and greatest thing is salawat ala Nabi, durood sharif. By the barakat of durood sharif, what a person will read, he will get tawfiq to make amal on sunnah. And when he gets tawfiq, he will make amal on the zahiri sunnahs, the batini, the hidden sunnahs also. The sunnahs which unfortunately many of us, we call this is but just a sunnah. One person went to Hazrat Maulana Imran Bhopali, rahmatullah alayhi, very, very great alim in Bhopal in India. And in a discussion of a certain matter, so he says, baharhal, ye to phir bhi sunnat hi hai. Anyway, this year which we are discussing, it's only a sunnat. Maulana told him, baat sahi hai. What you're saying is correct. It is only a sunnat. Aapka lehja kufar hai. But the way you are saying it, belittling it, that is only a sunnat. that lehja of yours, that tone of yours, that is kufr. The matter is a fact, it is only a sunnah. But the way you are saying it, like a sunnah is not important, that is kufr, that is kufr. So we have to, so sunnahs, and sunnahs will come easily into a person's life, like that, to practice, as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if you love me, you will love my sunnahs, and to practice them, to love them, is not easy. You'll have to go against your own community. You'll have to go. Your people will become your enemies. Your contemporaries, your rivalries, everyone will go against you. If you want to stick firm, then you, and the easy way to get all that is to read durood on Nabi Sallallahu. By the barakat of durood sharif, Allah will give the proper understanding of deen. Allah Ta'ala will give the love of deen, the love of Allah, the love of akhirat. Today, we don't love akhirat. We love dunya. All of us, as we are sitting here, ask ourselves, what do I want in my life? Generally, I want a nice motor car. I want a nice house, nice lifestyle, holidays, clothing, brand names, fashion, all the latest what is there. I must know technology, I must be advanced. In dunya, I must be advanced. Who of us really think, or we make dua, and that we can gauge ourselves, do I make dua? Ya Allah, make my qabr life easy for me. Or my qiyamah day, my hisab kitab, make it easy, save me from hisab kitab. Do we make those duas? But for dunya, anyone is ill. We are ill, we make dua for that, and no problem, we are permitted, and we should make dua. But more we must be concerned about our akhirah. More we must be concerned, we want our popularity in dunya. And we are worried that somebody mustn't take offense with me. Somebody mustn't dislike me. And for that we carry on like a chameleon. And we try and hide and dodge, and try and make everyone happy. So a person who's got akhirat in mind, he is not afraid at all. How Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu stood for Islam. How the Sahaba stood for Islam. Hadrat Huzaifah ibn al-Yaman, at the top of his voice, when they were eating, and one morsel of food that fell out, he cleaned it, he ate it. A person sitting next to him told him, these people will take offense to this. And on the top of his voice, made it known. He didn't hide it or anything. He wasn't shy. Atrufu sunnati liha'ulai humaqa. For these stupid people. And these are real stupid people who don't see the beauty of the sunnat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They see it in drugs. That is the person now who's moving it up in life. That lifestyle, promiscuity, womanizing, gambling, all this evil and dirt, then he's in the flow. Which they also denounce all these things. But they make them, it's a mockery they are making. Their lifestyle breeds all this. They allow boys and girls to meet at school, for example, young children, or even in the families, there is no parda. Boys and girls can meet. But they say, don't do anything wrong. If you light the fire is going to burn. So if you meet the boys and girls, you are lighting the fire. And then it has to burn. It can't be that fire won't burn. But this they don't understand. They are supposed to be so big philosophers and psychologists and with so many degrees, but the very basic rudiments, they don't understand these things. So the way is the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. In Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have got a perfect example. What Allah wants us to be, and what Allah loves, all that Allah put it in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From his morning to his night, from his public life to his private life, from his social life to his financial life, his political life, everything what Allah wanted, Allah put it. And that is what must be my jistuju. everything, that how did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam eat, how did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam walk, that must be my worry. But we would get, how is this film actor, and how is that whoever, singer or whatever, those, and we want to dress like them. They follow, for example, it's a cricket match, and the bowler takes 20 steps behind to come and then bowl. He doesn't need 20 steps. But what is that? And at that time, all the TV cameras are focused on his shoes, Adidas. That is advertising Adidas all the time. The world, the people of the world is saying, we are watching a cricket match. But they are not watching cricket match, they are watching this advertisement. And he is being paid very heavy for taking the 20 steps and coming back 20 steps and then bowling the ball. So all this is their way of life. And that is what they promote, all these things. And unfortunately, our youngsters, we today, we are involved in the same thing. We were that people that Allah called us, kuntum khayra ummatin. You are the best of nations. And who is this best of nation? Ukhrijat linnas. We have taken being out, we have been evolved, we have been brought in the dunya for the benefit of linnas, for people. You haven't been brought in this world for your benefit, to make money, to make establishments, to make bank balances, investments, properties, house, life, car. You have been taken out and come in this life for therefore the benefit of people. On one occasion, for about 2 days, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, with her children, Hazrat Hassan Hussein, her husband Hazrat Ali, they had nothing to eat. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu came, he found some wheat flour, so he brought it home to make rotis. Hazrat Fatima made, and before she was about to put the roti in her mouth, she thought that I'm going to eat, but I don't know my father, whether he has eaten or not. So she took some roti, wrapped it in a cloth, and went to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and said, "Oh Allah's Nabi, we were so hungry, so hungry. Imagine 2 days of no food. How you feel? But I was about to eat, but I thought about you." Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Oh my daughter Fatima, lakhte jigar, my heart, my love, that for 4 days I haven't eaten." So Hazrat Fatima burst out in tears. 4 days and a person hasn't eaten. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's hunger, poverty was of choice. It wasn't that he didn't have. Allah offered the mountains of Mecca to become gold and walk with him. Wherever he goes, you will have. It was of choice. And then he said, "Oh Fatima, don't worry. We are not in this world to fill our stomachs. We are in this world to save people from Jahannam. That is our mission and that is our work. But who have made that our mission? Who are worried today what is happening to the Palestinians and all that? But what difference in our life? Ask ourselves, did I make one dua even? Did I make Salatul Haja? That is very far. Did I even make one dua for the Palestinians? It must be the top priority in our minds all the time. When I'm going in ruku, it must be worrying me. When I'm sitting to eat, even when I'm in the toilet, it should be worrying me. And dua should be coming out from our hearts." And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam declared that the ummah is like one body. If one part of the body feels pain, the rest of the body is affected by it. And this is also Muslim people. And what good huffaz they are. And how much of deen they have got. And what is happening to them? But it hasn't changed our breakfast. It hasn't changed our lifestyle in the least. But are we not part of the ummah? Allah give us tawfiq. So the great, great thing is to read Durood Sharif. In the hadith it comes, Al-Bakhilu, إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ عِنْدَهُ فَلَمْ يُصَلِّي عَلَيَّ. Who is a stingy person? And the real stingy person is that person that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's name is being taken, and he doesn't read Durood Sharif. Now, how many times Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's name was taken in the bayan? How many of us read Durood? Even now we are not reminded. And we don't read Durood Sharif. And that is the worst, stingy. If somebody has to tell you you're stingy, you feel so offended that how can you call me stingy? But that is the real stingy person, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's name is taken and we don't read Durood. Allah give us all tawfiq to read Durood. Durood is the means to come very close to Allah, very easy, and the top to get husne khatima, Durood Sharif, to become a real wasil and ta'alluq with Allah, nisbat ma'Allah, that is Durood Sharif. Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.